Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Smarty Pants. Today, I'm hanging out in the park with my dog, Smarticus. We're having a picnic. I packed a basket of my favorite foods. I got PB&J sandwiches cut into triangles, string cheese, goldfish crackers, watermelon, potato salad, and of course, dog biscuits for Smarticus. What is that? You hear that? Ah, get out of here. Chew, fly. Chew. Ah, get off my potato salad, fly. My mom made that.
Tell your mom her tater salad is delicious.
Oh, you did not just barf on my mom's potato salad.
Of course I barfed on your mom's potato salad. That's how flies eat. We don't have teeth, so we barf on our food to liquefy it with our acid in our barf. And then we slurp it up with our proboscis, which is sort of like our own straw. Cool, right?
Gross, but kind of cool. But definitely more gross than cool. Say, do you know any more gross but cool facts about flies?
I don't know. Do you know things about being the narrator of a podcast called Who Smarted?
Who Smarted?
Huh, silly question. What's your name, my new gross but cool friend?
Buzzy McFly. Oh, and it's Buzzy, with 4 Z's, by the way.
Okay, Buzzy, me and my Smarty Pants friends want to know, why do flies exist? Do flies really eat poop?
Ew.
And are flies just dirty and gross, or do they actually help us humans and the ecosystem?
Luckily, you caught me on a good day. I've got all the answers you're looking for. Just follow me to my favorite hangout.
Come on, Smarticus. And you too, Smarty Pants. It's time for another buzz of science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
All right. Welcome to my favorite hangout, the garbage dump.
Ooh.
Wow. Phew. It really stinks around here.
I know. Stinkalicious. Isn't it the best?
Not really. Smarticus seems to like it, though. Hey, don't eat that.
Listen, I'm a housefly, and we're sometimes called filth flies because we love to chow down on filthy stuff like garbage, sewage, rotting meat, dead animals, and poop. Just like that doggy-doo Smarticus just made.
Ah, I better scoop that poop.
Allow me. Yum!
I gotta say, Buzzy, that's super gross. Do all flies eat poop?
Not all. Fruit flies love sugar, and have a sweet tooth for overripe fruit and spilled soda. Drain flies are attracted to the gooey scum in your sink and bath drains. And those are just a couple of kind of flies.
Ooh.
There are over 110,000 known species of flies all over the world.
Whoa.
And there could be hundreds of thousands or even millions more we don't know about.
Wow, there sure are a lot of flies to learn about.
Yes, there are. Did you know, for each person on Earth, there are about 17 million flies?
I guess the flies have it. Hey, Smarty Pants, let's test your IQ. Or, in this case, your fly-Q. Okay, first question. What's in a name? Which of these insects is actually a fly? Is it A, a dragonfly, B, a butterfly, C, a firefly, or D, a mosquito? That's right, Smarticus. And all you super fly smarty pants who said D, mosquito. Some flies, like mosquitoes and gnats, do not have the word fly in their name, so people don't realize they're flies. While other insects like dragonflies, butterflies, and fireflies aren't flies at all. Butterflies actually belong to the same order as moths, and fireflies are classified as beetles.
Most flying insects have four wings, but true flies, like me, have only two wings. Flies are classified as part of the order Diptera, which literally means two wings in Greek. And while an entomologist is someone who studies insects, someone who studies flies is a dipterist.
Ooh.
I've always found it funny that lots of animals and insects fly, but flies are the only flying creature called, well, flies.
Yep, and we sure do what we're called. Flies are awesome flyers. Watch. We can fly up and down, side to side, and even backwards. Oh, and that buzzing sound you hear is actually my wings moving really fast. They can beat between 200 and 2,000 times per second, depending on our species, age, and size. And check out my compact fly eyes. I've got thousands of individual lenses that can see almost all directions, quickly detecting light, colors, and the slightest movement, which helps us escape getting swatted.
All right, Buzzy, bring it in for a second.
Stuck the landing. Flies always do. We have feet with little hairs and a gluey substance so we can stick to almost any surface. We can even walk upside down on your ceiling.
That's some fancy footwork.
Yes! And our feet do double duty. Besides walking, we also taste things with our feet.
Wait, you taste with your feet?
That's right! That's where our taste receptors are. So, when you see us dancing around on top of something, we're giving it a lick.
Gross, but cool.
Not cool.
Ow, no! It's the exterminator!
Stop spreading your lies, fly. When a fly walks on your food, it's not just tasting, it's also pooping. Flies also lay eggs on your food. So when they hatch and become larvae or maggots, the baby flies have something to eat.
Is this true?
Yeah, but come on. Maggots are cute. They look like little bits of rice. Aww.
Not aww. Ew. Maggots are gross. Flies are gross. I must exterminate them.
Wait. Flies are good.
Flies are bad.
Good.
Bad.
Whoa. Everybody just dial it down a little. So what do you think, Smarty Pants? Are flies good or bad?
Good.
Bad.
We're going to give each of them a chance to state their case, and then we'll reveal the answer right after this quick break.
Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered. And all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never frozen meals arrive at your door ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Now back to Who Smarted. Okay. It's time for a special Who Smarted debate between housefly Buzzy McFly and its mortal enemy, the Exterminator. The topic, are flies bad or good? First, tell us a little about yourselves. Let's start with you, Exterminator.
I am the Exterminator. I kill flies. Then I say, I'll be back. And I come back and kill more flies. And for fun, I kill flies. I'm here to say, flies are bad.
It's what he does. It's all he does. Next, we have our friend Buzzy with 4 Z's.
As you know, I'm Buzzy McFly. I enjoy eating poop, barfing on your food, walking on your ceilings, and my favorite city is Flyami. I'm both gross and cool. I'm here to say, flies are good.
Okay, I gotta say, going into this, I think Buzzy might have the tougher argument to make. After all, nobody wants a fly walking and pooping on their food. But that's why we have the debate. Okay, debaters, you'll each have 20 seconds to state your case as to why you think flies are bad or good. Exterminator, you're up first.
Flies are bad. They eat and step in gross stuff that's filled with bacteria. Then they barf and poop on the gross stuff to make it even grosser. Houseflies are known to transmit over 65 diseases and infections, including cholera, dysentery, typhoid, leprosy, conjunctivitis, salmonella, and many, many more.
Yikes, that's quite a compelling argument for flies being bad.
They're also deadly. During the Spanish-American War, 5,000 soldiers died from typhoid, a disease spread by flies. Which is crazy when you think only 4,000 soldiers died from the actual war. Flies also damage food crops too. Flies are bad.
Okay, Buzzy, you're up next. Tell us why you think flies are good.
Flies are better than good. They're great. Flies first appeared on Earth over 250 million years ago, and there are some good reasons why we've been around so long. We pollinate plants. We're scavengers that clean up waste and destroy weeds. And while I don't love this, we're food for birds, lizards, frogs, and other reptiles. We're an important part of the cycle of life.
Interesting.
We also help solve crimes. Forensic scientists study flies and maggots at crime scenes to help estimate the time of a victim's death. The first recorded use of flies in a criminal investigation was in 13th century China.
Okay, so, Smarty Pants, we're going to let you be the judge. Are flies good or bad?
Bad.
Good!
I think all you Smarty Pants have come to a conclusion. And from what I can hear, it sounds like it's a tie. Flies are gross and carry disease, but they also do lots of good, too.
So, who wins?
Yeah! Who's the winner?
I'd say all the Smarty Pants listening are the winners, because they all learned a lot about flies. But there's still way more to learn. Did you know that calling someone fly used to be a compliment?
That is so 80s.
That's right. Being called fly was popular in the 1980s and 90s. But it was first used in the 1880s and 1890s to describe someone who is smart and cool. Some think the term came from how flies are quick and hard to catch.
That's right. I'm smart and quick. Very fly. Some might say, super fly.
I'll be back.
Well, time flies when you're having fun with flies. Catch you later, Buzzy.
I sure hope not.
Say goodbye, Smarticus. A big, big shout out to Felix and Emil in Garden Grove, California, and Clay H. in Los Angeles, California. Thanks so much for listening, laughing, and learning to Who Smarted. This episode, Flies, was written by Leanne French and voiced by Sheffield Chastain, Taya Garland, Gia Davis, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Superfly Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Dragonfly Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Butterfly Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This is an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you Smarty Pants and Smarty Parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.